We'll also explore this morning an interesting medical breakthrough you might want to get yourself checked. They found a gene that puts people at risk of becoming alcoholics. Yeah, they did some autopsies and found out of 77 alcoholics on a slab, 72 of them had this gene in them. So apparently there is a way to tell. I guess the good idea would be when you're a kid, they find out if you got that gene, and then you'd be advised not to drink because you're likely to become an alcoholic. I wish they had that test. I could have administered to my daughter. I mean, that was about every Friday night. It'd be me walking commode, hugging drunk. You know what? A lot of people, when they get drunk, they want to fight. Well, Daddy, when he got drunk, he'd get philosophical. And I remember one time I was downstairs playing with my train set, and I could hear Daddy at his regular Friday night poker club. They were talking and they were getting licking up. And Daddy said, you know, I've done some research in my time, and I think I've hit upon a definite way to tell whether or not a woman has got a cavernous cooter. And his buddy Earl said, well, Oscar, that's easy. You can tell she's got a cavernous cooter when you can hang glide off her tatas. And one of the other boys said, no, you can tell that thing's cavernous when her shaft has a draft. And Bubba chimed in and said, no, you can tell that thing is huge is when her gynecologist is a member of the United Mine Workers. And I listened closer as another one of them card players said, no, you can tell when that thing is huge is when you're hobbling her. It feels like you're walking through a warm room with your fly open. Daddy said, no, no, y'all got it wrong. Tell that thing is huge is when she's like the Liberty Bell, only her crack is bigger. And I couldn't resist. I came running upstairs. I said, now you can tell when she stores her dildo in a silo.